Hello and welcome everyone to How to Cry Monster, home of monsters, mysteries, and paranormal conspiracies. Now today we have the emphasis on conspiracy because today we are doing a conspiracy grab bag. I am your host, Neil Nestor.
And I'm Joe. And that's it.
That's all today.
It's just us today. So I figured, hey, we can't really have a discussion about one long thing like our typical episodes. Why not we just go through some of the more common conspiracies? We may devote whole episodes to them, if we feel so inclined. We're just gonna have a brief conversation about each one. I got the Wikipedia list up right now. And, you ready to get started, Neil?
I am.
So, this goes in alphabetical order with, like, categories. So, our first category, aviation.
Aviation.
It's a good way to start. Good way to start. We've already talked about D.B. Cooper, one of my favorites. He's not actually on this list, believe it or not.
Huh.
What is on here are black helicopters.
Black helicopters?
You see, this conspiracy theory came from the 60s. It was from the, quote, John Birch Society, which I've never heard of. Apparently, it's just a political group that describes itself as anti-communism, which, whatever. Oh, everyone's, and it's America, everyone's anti-communism. And it said that a United Nations force would, quote, soon arrive in black helicopters to bring the U.S. under U.N. control. Huh. I guess black helicopters is just a term that's dog whistling for the globalist agenda,
perhaps,
which isn't a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came up back again during the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president.
Interesting. What was the context for the 1990s?
Talk show host by the name Glenn Beck brought it up for no reason.
Oh.
30 years later, he just brought it up.
Oh.
This is in the category I give some conspiracy theories stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. This seems kind of just more like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Rather than like an actual like thing. Like, I feel like, as you said before, this was probably just referencing globalism,
mm-hmm,
right? So It's probably just supposed to be a metaphor, or just like maybe the person who originally said this, what was his name again?
The original person was the John Birch Society.
Oh, the John Birch Society. Oh, okay. They're probably just being like, oh, they're going to come at us in their black helicopters.
Yeah, it's fear-mongering is what it is,
mm-hmm,
because black helicopters, scary.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to what we say or else scary thing will happen.
Scary thing will happen, yep.
Yep.
The Red Scare.
I'm not going through. Okay, we ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going through all of these because some of these conspiracy theories are a little offensive. So we're just going to go for the ones that I consider to be fun. So.
Yeah.
We have talked about this before a little bit, but Malaysia Airlines flight MH370.
You know, that was like the one thing we didn't ever like get to really look into.
Yeah, I wish we looked into it more.
Now, which one was this? Because I know there was a few of them.
There's two. Yeah. I'm gonna bring up the second one next, but this one was the one that just straight up disappeared, just was there, and then it wasn't.
And when was this?
This was March 2014.
I figured that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that's 7 years ago. I was 14 7 years ago.
So, American conspiracy theorist James Fetzer, this guy doesn't deserve enough respect,
mm-hmm,
to get his name right. He straight up said, the Malaysian flight that disappeared over Southeast Asia, it's Israel's fault.
It's Israel's fault.
Of course, because you know, you're scummy.
Is he like trying to incite violence? Because
I guess.
I mean, maybe. I know a lot of Middle Eastern countries hate Israel, so I don't know why he could possibly gain from. Like, is he trying to say like there were Israeli passengers or something that were targeted by people who dislike Israel and what they stand for?
His claims have no basis.
Okay.
I don't think yeah, I wouldn't give that much attention to it. However, there is a second explanation on here, explanation in quotes, by historian Norman Davies. Great name. He says he promoted the idea that hackers took control of the plane. They just took control of the plane using an autopilot.
Huh.
Which would make sense because of the erratic and sharp, I guess it wouldn't be erratic, but sudden sharp turn it took over the Indian Ocean. Like, he says that the plane was just taken over remotely, which is crazy. But it's possible. It's way more possible than the other thing. And then he said remotely piloting it to Antarctica.
They were on a track to Antarctica?
They weren't, but they were going that direction.
Huh.
They were supposed to be going north, just straight north, but then they ended up going southwest. Yeah, southwest.
So, it's probably self-explanatory at this point, but if it was autopiloted, then I guess the pilots didn't have a means by which to override it manually?
Apparently not, because that's what... I mean, look at where we are now. The plane still hasn't been found.
Yeah.
We found bits of it, but not enough to know what the hell happened. So this one's in the category of scary.
Yeah, honestly. Because if this is like a new type of... I mean, I know about like cyber terrorism, and I know that that's like been a thing on the rise. But more or less what I see when it comes to cyber crimes is that it's usually involved with like money or like hacking into like banks or, you know, or trying to get information. You know, I've never heard or seen anything of where someone just hacks into a plane and then just makes it go... you know, take a dive.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that before, and that's actually pretty terrifying.
Okay, you want me to move on to the next one?
Sure.
All right, this is another Malaysia Airlines. Flight MH17. Now, this one, still in 2014, but this time in July, this plane was shot down over Ukraine.
Shot down?
Shot down in July of 2014. This spawned a lot of conspiracy theories, because... you can't just snipe a plane out of the air. And the conspiracies there were that the allegations were that they were shot down by the Ukrainian Air Force to frame Russia, which Russia claimed responsibility for it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Russia like dominated Ukraine for like territory at that point, I think. So I don't think that Ukraine could do anything to frame Russia. I don't think they had an active military to do anything about it.
Because
I think Russia took control of everything. So Putin, Vlad,
I
guess, took responsibility for it. And, I mean, I don't know why. Like, was it just...
Specifically, I'm going to use the exact words here.
Mm-hmm.
It was downed by a... surface-to-air missile launched from pro-Russian separatist-controlled territory in Ukraine. A lot of jargon to say Russia...
Separatists
from the Ukraine.
Okay. Ukrainians that wanted to join Russia.
Now, the second conspiracy theory is that a lot of HIV researchers were on that plane.
Huh.
AIDS and HIV researchers.
Really?
And they all died.
Interesting.
So, obviously, people would promote this conspiracy that we want to keep AIDS a thing in the world because these people could reasonably have cured AIDS and HIV.
Yeah.
Reasonably.
Yeah. I know that's the thing
with...
And
then the Illuminati shot them down.
The Illuminati.
Like, straight up, the Illuminati. I'm looking at the Illuminati in blue text here, which, you know...
I mean, I believe someone shot them down. I'd probably assume that it was somehow related to, you know, Big Farm. Big Pharma.
It was confirmed that this was shot down.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
So, I would say, if anyone, Big Pharma would have the best to benefit or, like, you know, just that type of thing. Pharmaceuticals. I mean, that's probably somewhere on the list. I'm betting. I'm willing to bet that this is somewhere on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminds me of the whole thing about cancer and how, like, a lot of people were like, you know, how come we haven't just found a cure yet? And there was a theory that they actually did find a cure, and it was back in, like, the 50s or 60s. And the guy that allegedly did died in an accident. And coincidentally, all of his work went up in flames. So,
ooh, spooky.
And a similar thing happened to someone that he worked with that was studying the same thing. So, with what I've absorbed there with that regard, I wouldn't be too surprised for anything to happen in that regard to HIV and AIDS, like researchers. Although, you would think that some of them would have, like, more protection. Like, I mean,
it's just they were scientists. They weren't targets. And then obviously they were shot down. This conspiracy falls in the category of sad because it was real people that were affected by it. And by proxy, a lot more people that will suffer from AIDS and HIV.
Right.
Because these scientists were shot down in a senseless and violent act, be it from the Ukrainian Air Force, be it the Russians, whatever. It's sad.
Hopefully there will be some sort of way in the future that our medical science can progress fast enough to make up for it, you know?
Yep, hopefully.
Get caught up to where they were.
Now, moving on. That was A. Now we're on to B, business and industry. Now on a lighter note, we're on a much lighter note. New Coke.
Huh?
Conspiracy theories are straight up called New Coke.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
This claims that the Coca-Cola company intentionally changed the formula to Coke that they had for years and years with new Coke.
New Coke.
And then to either, you know, bring up demand or kind of lessen the cost of making old Coke by making newer ingredients.
How old Coke are we talking? We talking cocaine Coke, or are we talking like...
Not that old Coke. New Coke was... This new Coke was manufactured in 85 and to 2002.
Oh.
So, not that cocaine's. Not that. And then the Coca-Cola president actually said, in response to this conspiracy theory, is, quote, "The truth is, we're not that dumb, and we're not that smart," end quote.
That's a really good quote.
Yeah.
We're not that dumb, and we're not that smart.
Yeah. I mean,
that's really good. That's really funny.
Maybe, you know, this one falls in the category of silly.
Honestly,
very silly. Very, very
silly. I think that's a reasonable, lighthearted one.
Yeah.
My opinion, I think that's really good.
Yeah. Okay, now back to the meat and potatoes.
Oh.
D, deaths and disappearances.
Oh, for whom?
Okay, this is a huge, huge, huge list.
Oh, Lord.
But let's start at the top. At the top and probably the beginning of death-related conspiracy theories. The death of Nero, the Roman emperor, who supposedly committed suicide in 68 AD.
Supposedly.
But here's the thing. Some conspiracy theories had claimed that he just faked his death and was hiding as kind of an attempt to find who is loyal to him. You know, fake your death, see who comes in charge, see if they like besmirch your name and all that. That was the conspiracy theory, that he's just hiding so he can just oust all of the bad people in his inner circle and just come back stronger.
That sounds like a Stalin kind of move.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Cause
didn't Kim Jong-un do that same thing?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's what we thought he was. Remember those rumors about him being dead?
Yeah.
I think that was a similar type of deal.
Yeah.
And the other conspiracy with that is that he was really dead, but he would come back from the dead. He, during his rule as emperor, he was really, really, really anti-Christian.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know he was a very, very genocidal type of dude.
So obviously someone who was like that would be depicted by the Christian community at that time as someone evil, someone perhaps even related to Satan.
Right.
So him coming back from the dead would obviously be a bad thing. That would be kind of a scary thing. And the Book of Revelations actually has some references to the return of a slaughtered head returning to life. And some people just attribute that to Nero.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's fascinating.
I mean, I know like a lot of stuff in the Bible, like that a lot of people have been trying to attribute for years, you know, like the Whore of Babylon and like the whole end of times and like who's gonna bring it about and like there's been a whole bunch of things over the years. I'm sure we'll probably get into this next person later on, but like I think Nostradamus had some like pretty good stuff too. Like, he had some really good predictions that were, a lot of people have conspiracies that were like, oh, he predicted like, I can't even remember if it was like 9/11, you're like, yeah. And like, I just know, like, to be totally fair, all I will say about Nostradamus right now is that I think some of those predictions were just vague enough, but I can see. I do want to believe that I don't know if it's clairvoyance or if it's just like being a seer, you know,
right.
Being like that kind of person to just see into the future. I'd want to believe that was a true thing.
All right. That one falls in my category of smart because it doesn't hurt anyone looking into that because this was over 2000 years ago.
Right.
Who cares?
I mean,
it's like a historian thing. Maybe this could be real.
Mm-hmm.
He could have just not died that time.
It would affect a lot of how we see him too.
The ancient Romans, yeah.
Right. And I think, I mean, a lot of the history community would be probably elated to find out a concrete detail that proves or disproves whether or not he faked his death at that time. Because, you know, that would just be like, oh my god, Nero, like, he faked his death, and that's the find of the decade, you know, like, we finally have an answer, and that's what it's all about. It's about answers.
So, speaking of historical, but definitely not speaking of somebody who survived, this man definitely did not. I was gonna skip this one because it's overplayed, but we have to mention it at least a little bit. Mr. John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
I was figuring that.
Yeah. The conspiracies there were that his assassination were either by the CIA, the mafia, and sitting president Lyndon B. Johnson, or a mixture thereof, rather, or even the KGB or the Cuban cabal.
All three at once.
Or all of them at once, rather than just one pissed off Marine with a sniper that actually took him out.
Yeah. Was his name like Patton? No. That was the one that...
You're talking about Lee Harvey Oswald?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Why did I think Patton Oswald?
Patton. The comedian.
I don't know. I was like, his name is Patton Oswald. It was Patton Oswald, wasn't it? No, it was Lee Harvey Oswald.
Let it be known, Patton Oswald did not attempt to murder John F. Kennedy.
Like, okay. I have looked into this a little bit. To like see, like, because I know I've watched some stuff, I've read some stuff about how people come up with theories about JFK, and I do want to believe that maybe, I think I side more with like maybe the mafia.
The mafia is the one that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Because the person who killed Lee Harvey Oswald did, I forget his name, I believe it was Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby, he did have mafia connections.
Yeah.
That is confirmed. And Kennedy had mafia connections because Sinatra had mafia connections.
And so did
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, and she was, a lot of people attribute her death. You know, she's probably on the list somewhere too. A lot of people attribute her death to being mafia related because a lot of people thought that she knew too much.
Exactly.
You know? Because... she had, like, she was, like, with Marlon Brando. She was, like, with John F. Kennedy. I can't remember what other Kennedy she was with. She was, like, you know. she would know a lot of, like, with the people that she was with. And, like, I that's why I believe the mafia, to me at least, is the most likely. Although I do understand the CIA thing. Because there was something that JFK said. I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, like, we have a lot of corruption, like, in our government, and I'm going to expose all of it. And not long after he said that, he was killed.
Wow.
So, I think he did make a explicitly a comment about the CIA at the time, too. Okay. He was talking about how they were getting too powerful and that they were trying to have more power in the government than they should have at the time.
In my opinion, these conspiracy theories both range between being silly and smart.
Right.
Because, yeah, it's fun to think about, but at the end of the day, it was Lee Harvey that pulled the trigger.
Right.
And any information that would conflict with that would cause a huge, huge upheaval of the American government and probably cause more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not siding with, like, the CIA here. I'm not actually a mole.
Right.
I'm just saying, if this event that formed American history wasn't as it seems, then the government would have to fail.
Right.
It would have to restart. It would just not be able to function.
Right.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna leave this be. I don't believe in any of the conspiracies, but they're interesting to think about.
I do have a fun fact, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of related, but kind of not related. I have a document that was signed by JFK.
Cool.
It was my grandfather's. It was like a veteran thing, and it had JFK's signature on it, and I was like, wow, I found that, and I was like, that's really cool. But what's the next one?
Well, I was going to, since you brought up a fun fact about Kennedy, share a birthday with John F. Kennedy.
Really?
We were both born on May 29th.
May 29th?
Yep.
I'm May 4th.
I hope I don't die on the same day as him, because I really like November. Anyways, now it shifts from specific ones to just a list of deaths that people attribute to conspiracy theories.
Right.
Most of these names don't even recognize.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just going to go through some of them that I believe could be conspiratorial.
Right.
And I'm going to give a brief explanation as to why. So, first on the list, Abe Lincoln, of course.
Yeah.
He was killed during wartime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's anything more to that. It was a literal conspiracy by, John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes. I don't know why I was going to say Patton Oswalt again.
What the hell, man? Patton's. Wow. He must be really old and really hate president. But, it was a conspiracy by those damn traitors from the South to take him out. And it technically succeeded.
Yep.
All the other people died way before they got the chance to do what they were meant to. But John Wilkes Booth did it when he got the big gun.
Right. And I'm not going to lie. This is probably not anywhere near as close, but Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, I think, did a really fun spin on that whole scenario, because I was like, you know, what if that actually was what happened? That would be believable.
That would be nonsense. That would be crazy, and I love it.
I know, I loved it too. So, who knows? Maybe there was something paranormal behind it. This is How to Cry Monster, after all.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Yep.
So, the facts of this case are probably harder to accept than the conspiracy that most people don't know where he was shot in Memphis, Tennessee, was a motel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he was doing at that motel? Not being faithful to his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know MLK was kind of a promiscuous fellow.
I've heard a lot of that stuff. They've even mentioned it in epic rap battles of history.
Yeah,
they have. Stay away from the hoes, as Gandhi said. But
the conspiracy that is because he was a civil rights leader.
Yeah,
they had to silence him, which is technically true because a racist did shoot him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Next up, a whole lot of people I don't recognize. So. George S. Patton, you know, the World War II general?
Oh, yeah.
So, he led the Allied invasion of Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the masterminds behind that.
Yeah.
Behind that whole attack, which arguably won the war in our favor.
Yeah, I love him.
And what not a lot of people know about Patton is he served during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And he disagreed with the president. I believe it was Truman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Truman fired Patton mm-hmm. because Patton wanted to nuke him. Nuke Korea.
Nuke
that was
Korea.
His whole thing. So the president was put in a weird position where he can side with this military general who has led for decades and decades and is a public hero.
Mm-hmm.
Or fire him and try to maintain peace. Try to make the Cold War remain cold. And I think Truman did the right call by firing him. But Patton's death was suspect because he committed suicide.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking that they're suggesting that he didn't commit suicide.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing.
You know, I'd understand why, but at the same time, if he was fired, then would he really be still considered a hazard? At that point? I mean, like, why would they kill him? I mean, yeah, I mean, nuking Korea would have been a really bad move, but, like, I can't think of anything that...
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh?
I'm sorry, I might think this through. I'm not thinking of Patton. I was thinking of some other military...
Oh, it's not Patton? Okay.
Patton didn't kill himself. I'm thinking of another person, but Patton was killed in Germany.
Okay.
Was killed in Germany during an auto accident.
Oh. Auto accident, eh?
Yeah.
We know how those go.
Exactly.
I mean...
I apologize for the misunderstanding. I was thinking of... Who was I thinking of? Not Eisenhower. Eisenhower became president.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all know his deal. Damn.
I'm sorry. Regardless, though, like, why would he... I mean, yeah, prominent figure, maybe, but, like, if... Is the foundation of this, of the conspiracy part of this supposed to be that the U.S. government... like killed him, or
I think it's more that the Germans
killed him.
Yeah, and it was MacArthur. MacArthur was what I was talking about.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry for confusing all these white men, white men in the past. Regardless, the man who was killed, who was responsible for the Allies winning,
mm-hmm.
some could say. Was just killed in an auto accident on foreign land?
Mm-hmm.
That's the conspiracy right there.
Why was he in Germany in the first place?
Negotiate terms of their surrender. Because back then what they decided to do was just split the Berlin and basically all of Germany as a whole between being under United States control and being Russian control. So that was the whole thing.
The whole
Berlin Wall and all that.
The Kool-Aid Man.
What?
Didn't the Kool-Aid Man have, like, a thing where he, like... Wasn't that, like, a whole marketing thing with, like, trying to, like, bring down that wall?
I'm not even gonna go there. I don't
know. Gorbachev.
No, Gorbachev, bring down this wall.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Baryshnikov. That, different Russian leader. Mm-hmm. That had something to do with the Kool-Aid Man. It was kind of funny.
Next up... Princess Diana. We have a whole episode on that, so we're not going to talk anymore. Kurt Cobain. Another alleged suicide. The conspiracy there is his wife, Courtney Love,
mm-hmm.
was responsible for it. That is an absurd conspiracy theory, and I don't like this conspiracy theory at all. Because mm-hmm. I am a Nirvana fan. And Courtney Love, while not a perfect person, she truly did love Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't like this conspiracy at all, and anyone who spews this theory seriously deserves a fist in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know too much about the nature of his death, but wasn't it somehow related to drugs? Like, did he overdose?
No, he blew his brains out.
Oh, who?
He may have been high. He may have been high while he did it.
Oh.
But it was... suicide by gunshot, and I believe specifically it was a shotgun.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty brutal. He may have been on drugs while doing it,
mm-hmm.
but his death was most likely
Do you know if they did a toxicology report?
I'm looking at it now.
Because
I'm not seeing much.
I mean, you would think that they might, but at the same time, I'd understand why not. Because it's like, well, we don't need to know why. We don't need to know his manner of death like any further, because it's pretty obvious. But
so 94, he was diagnosed with bronchitis and severe laryngitis. He then went to Rome for lunch. He went not for lunch, for treatment, because who wants to get American medical attention? So at that point, Love had found his first suicide attempt to overdose. That was his first attempt.
Oh, that was the first attempt. Okay. Cuz I knew there was something with like an overdose, but yeah, that was the attempt. Because I know, like, to me, like, that fact got, like, blurred. Because I know someone still told me that it was an overdose. But it was only the attempt was overdose. And then the actual time was the...
So, yes. On April 8th, Cobain's body was discovered in his house by an electrician, Gary Smith, who had arrived to install security systems for his first place. And he initially thought Cobain was, unconscious. Because he didn't see any signs of trauma. Until he saw the shotgun pointing out from his chin. And a suicide note was found addressed to Kurt Cobain's imaginary friend.
Huh. And who is this imaginary friend?
Bada. B-O-D-D-A-H.
Bada?
Yeah, and in his note he addresses his depression and how sad he has been for a very long time. A concentration of heroin and some... traces of diazepam were found in his system.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
This conspiracy theory is sad. I don't want to bring it up and have any more merit to it.
Right.
Michael Jackson, on the other hand.
Oh, no.
Crazy.
There's a lot with Michael.
Yeah. The truth is he overdosed on painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a whole documentary series that I watched. About how perhaps his doctor was either grossly incompetent or had actual malice. I'm more for the incompetent side because Michael Jackson most likely did not take the drugs as intended.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, you know, he would be here. And he was in a great amount of pain during his final months.
Right.
Physical and mental.
Now, I mean... Then, like... Regardless, sorry for the sensitive material, but then there's the other thing with Michael that people have been theorizing about.
Right, the allegations of him being a kiddly diddler.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think about that? Do you think those are true?
I think there are evidence and accounts by victims, and they should be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that has any direct reference...
To the death?
To the death.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was... Was he on trial for that? I believe he was.
Because I can't remember. Like, I know, like, it's sometimes hard to talk about that because I know, like, a lot of people are, like, hardcore Michael Jackson fans. And then whenever you bring that up, they're just like, no,
yes.
He didn't do it. Like,
yeah. There were a bunch of trials and acquittal, a series of trials and acquittals that he got.
Mm-hmm.
So, legally, he did not do it. He did not do anything.
Right, because nothing got resolved.
So, yeah. That's that. Maybe that could be a whole episode.
Honestly.
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, we already kind of talked about her a little bit, but is there anything new?
There's not really anything new. I mean, Bombshell Blonde. She was gorgeous, by the way. Yeah. Became a sex symbol of the 50s and 60s. Emblematic of the era's like sexualization, and then she just overdosed one day. Black, nothing really significant about the situation she was in leading up to her death, unlike others we've talked about before.
Right.
She just dropped dead one day.
Yeah, that was kind of random.
The conspiracies that are, since she slept with both Kennedy brothers, that maybe she was hiding something. That the CIA wanted nobody to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's stupid.
Honestly, like... I mean, I the CIA and the mafia have just been so... honestly, I feel like that those terms are just interchangeable at this point.
Yeah.
In those cases, because they're just like... I don't see any difference, really, at this point with how they acted in that regard.
All right, let's move on. There's... I'm going to lump these ones together. Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G.
Yep.
The common belief is that both were killed because they had a rivalry with each other that not only extended through the music plane, but also within violent factions.
Oh.
You know? The rumor was that Notorious B.I.G. got Tupac killed, and Tupac's people got Notorious B.I.G. killed. I don't really believe any of the. I don't believe either of those. I think they were just taken away from us.
I mean,
random violent acts.
No, we know for a fact that Tupac is dead. Because a lot of people have been, I don't know why it's like a conspiracy theory, but a lot of people were like, Tupac is still alive, and like, he's out there living his life, and I'm just like, that sounds like just wishful thinking, but like...
Yeah, wishful thinking.
I mean, they found a body, didn't they?
They did.
Oh,
oh yeah.
He's dead then.
Oh, yeah. Notorious B.I.G., on the other hand, people kind of knew that he was dead because he was an unhealthy fella. He had heart problems. But Tupac was healthy. And I think it was harder for people to accept that someone healthy, seemingly in their prime, could just die one day. So I think that's why most people...
Was he shot?
He was shot,
Okay. And then what about B.I.G.? Same thing? Because, I mean, you would think, you know, live by the gun, die by the gun.
He was in Tupac in Las Vegas to celebrate a birthday party. At about 11 p.m., a bicycle-mounted police stopped the car for its loud music, and then the plates were released without a ticket. At about 11:15, at a stoplight, a white four-door Cadillac pulled up to the passenger side, and an occupant rapidly opened fire into Shakur's car. He was struck four times, once in the arm, once in the thigh, and twice in the chest, one bullet entering his lung. All the other people died. Yeah.
Oof.
So, yes. He was taken to the University Medical Center of Southern Nevada and put on life support. And then in the afternoon, how many days? About almost a week later, he died from internal bleeding.
Okay.
So,
you see, like,
brutal death.
I never really knew too much about the Tupac and Biggie thing. I've heard of it. I've just never known, like, the whole situation behind it. I know a lot of people have. So, like, this is kind of relatively new to me. Not like some of the other conspiracy theories.
Okay, back to Biggie. This is actually kind of interesting. On March 5th, 97, he had an interview with a radio host on the show The Doghouse in San Francisco, and he said he had a security detail because he was afraid for his safety.
Huh.
The next day, there was a party.
It's always these parties.
Yep.
Don't go to parties, people, if you think you're being targeted.
I'm reading this. Yeah, it's some... I'm trying to figure out how to word this. A Chevy Impala pulled up next to the vehicle that Biggie was in and just opened fire four times. Shot four times and he was killed.
Oh.
The autopsy, which was released like 15 years later after Biggie's death, showed that only the last shot was the one that killed him. It doesn't say it anywhere about what the other shots happened. And it entered through his right hip, struck his colon, liver and heart, and left lung before stopping in his shoulder. So,
What kind of fucking angle? Sorry for my cursing, but like, what kind of angle was that?
Biggie's truck was higher up than the vehicle that the shooter was in. So he was shooting upwards.
I was like, I don't know.
That's crazy, though.
I'm just envisioning like someone being like right next to him. I'm just like, how did you go through the heart, the liver, the colon?
Yeah, that's crazy. So moving on, a lot of names I don't recognize. Paul Walker's on here. B. because people can't accept that Paul Walker, who stars in a series about cars, will die in a car accident. You know,
the Fast and Furious guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people just can't accept that.
I remember that.
Somebody so high profile and random can't be killed in such a random and chaotic way.
That comes from our whole thing with celebrity idolization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think that they're untouchable and that nothing bad can happen to them. And then when it finally does, you know, people go nuts. Like, I mean, to me, I feel like some of the most common celebrity deaths are like overdose.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of musicians. I've seen a lot of musicians.
The 27 Club.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The 27 Club. Now, is there anyone else notable?
Not on this list, but on the next paragraph down, a kind of reverse death conspiracy theory is that Paul is dead. Paul McCartney is actually dead in a car accident in 1966 and was replaced by a Scottish lookalike orphan. Yep, that's dumb. Because Paul McCartney is a musical genius, and it's very unlikely that this lookalike Scottish orphan could also be a musical genius and just take his role seamlessly. Same with Avril Lavigne. People thought she died and then a fake took her place. And also a newer one, the Melania Trump replacement theory.
Oh my god.
Yeah, all of these are very silly.
Yeah, I feel like those are, like, just the most ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, I would believe someone faking their death more than being replaced by a lookalike. You have been cloned.
But then, moving on to some more interesting ones, Elvis's death was fake.
Elvis's death was fake.
The reason the conspiracy from Elvis did not die, was popularized by authors that were just real big fans of him and wanted to know what he would do with his fame and wealth. It's just wishful thinking. On the other hand, there was Adolf Hitler survived the Second World War.
That one's a big one. That's a huge one.
And fled to
Argentina.
Nope. It was the Americas, Antarctica, or the moon.
The moon?
The moon.
Okay, no. I want to know how someone came up with the moon. Because
you say that's a bit silly, but we did use German V2 rockets in our first attempt to go to the moon. That's what we and the Russians did. That's how the space race started. We stole all their rockets.
What was his plan on going to the moon, though?
I don't know.
If someone was like, okay,
just, we must go to the moon. For the fatherland.
Maybe no. He thought there was an heir up there or something.
I don't know.
We will go to the moon and we will start the new Zodiac.
Yeah.
And they go to the moon and realize they can't breathe.
There's nothing there. There's just dust and rocks. This, I think...
He's like, reminds me of my home.
All of those conspiracy theories about Adolf Hitler surviving, sure, they're fun to think about. But they make zero sense at all if you know history and you know the decline that Hitler was in, both in physical and mental health.
Yep.
And also, if you know Russian tactics in the Second World War, they were brutal. There was no way in hell the Third Reich could have survived the advance of the Red Army.
Mm-hmm.
No way in hell. But, you know, people like to think the most evil man in history will make a return like Palpatine did in the last Star Wars movie, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
It's fun to think about. Absolutely not true. Absolutely, ridiculously not true. And then I think this is the last one.
For deaths?
For maybe this episode, because I think we should do, like, I think this should be a series.
I honestly think so, too.
Because... the last one was... this one's very sad. I don't know if we should end on a lighter note than this. Madeleine McCain. Have you read that story? A disappearance and murder of a little girl. She was born in 2003 and disappeared in 2007. She was described as the most heavily reported missing person case in modern history. She was from the UK on holiday with her parents.
I mean,
she was in Portugal.
Okay. The only little girl thing I know about is the JonBenet Ramsey thing, which we already did an episode about. If you're interested, check it out. But you said her name was Maddie?
Madeline McCann.
That sounds a little bit familiar, but I just don't remember the nature of like that. What that happened? Portugal, you said?
Yeah, she just disappeared when she was 3 years old. There are a bunch of impressions of what she would look like. This one I'm looking at from when she would be aged up to 2012, because that's when it kind of kicked off in popularity again, aged 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now she'd be an adult.
Yep.
If she were still alive, which she could be. Nobody's found anything.
I mean,
she's been missing for 14 years, 4 months, 26 days.
I feel like that would be enough time for her to not know who she is.
Yes, but this was Portugal. And she was a white girl.
A little white girl.
So,
I mean, hey, you know, I don't know much about Portugal, but like this was Portugal's in Europe, isn't it?
I hate geography.
I'm pretty sure it is. So Portugal would be more that, I mean, you know, it's the white Portuguese. I mean, unless she had like distinctive, like non-geographical features about
Portugal. Portugal is in Europe, you're right.
Yeah, so unless she was like, was she blonde or like?
She was blonde as heck.
Oh yeah, okay. It's usually the blondes.
Yeah, and this is actually eerily similar to the JonBenet Ramsey, as you say,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of her parents got a lot of attention because they received heavy damages and apologies in the forms of compensation. I think this is a lot more sad than that case because we don't know, and this was a little girl's life that was just taken away
mm-hmm.
from whether she's actually dead or not. Nobody knows where she is.
Right. I mean, if it's in Europe, you know, I mean, sometimes, like, if this is some product of human trafficking or, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, they work fast. You know, like, she could have been in, like, the other side of the world probably within that week, you know? She could have been in another country that day, for all we know. But, I mean, unless it was some kind of weird case of, like, kind of like one of those infant snatchers, like those crazy people that like, you know, want a child and then like they just like steal something from the hospital. I mean, this is more, you know, direct because it was just straight up from her parents. But here's what I want to know. Like, what was the nature of her disappearance? Did her parents just turn their backs and she just vanished?
Let us see. Oops.
Because that's the real question. Knowing the nature of, like, when, where, and what they were doing would tell me a lot with, like, what could have possibly happened to her.
So, she and twins and their twin siblings had been left asleep at, I don't know, military time, about 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the ground floor while the McCanns and family friends dined at a restaurant about 200 feet away. They checked on the children periodically and would just go back and forth to make sure the kids are okay. But at one point, at about 11 p.m., they noticed she was gone. She just wasn't there. The other kids were there, but Madeline was gone.
So were the other kids in the same room?
Were they in the same room?
Cause
they were asleep on the ground floor of the apartment, not the same room.
Oh, okay. So, someone purposefully targeted just her then, if she was taken.
Or she wandered off on her own.
Makes you wonder where she could have ended up. I mean, I don't know the geography of that area, if she, like, ended up in the woods, or maybe mm-hmm. she ended up in a river, or, like, you would think, I mean, If she did wander off, she may have had the unfortunate luck of running into someone that just decided to keep her, you know? Instead of, like, going to the authorities of, like, going, hey, like, I found this little girl. Maybe someone just found her and kept her, or maybe she ended up falling somewhere or got hurt and no one could help her, you know? I mean, anything's possible. And you said this was in the early 2000s, right?
2003 is when she went missing.
Okay.
No, 2007.
2007. Yeah. I mean, again, I don't know much about Portugal, and I don't know how, like, I don't know how good their, you know, crime-solving skills are, like, in that area of Portugal. So I don't know anything about, like, how if they had enough security cameras to catch anything, or if they even had security cameras over there, or if there was anybody who knew anything, or if there's any rivers, or there's a whole lot of different possibilities. But if she herself was specifically targeted, that would make a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. Because then why wouldn't they just take the other kids too? You know, unless it was just a matter of, like, time, you know, like, we can only take one if they were, you know, kidnappers, so they just took her.
Okay, yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah.
I really hope we find out what happens to that poor little girl within our lifetimes. And I refuse to end this episode on a sad note, so let's talk about a little more ridiculous one.
Yeah.
The death of Pope John Paul I. In 1978, he was found dead. He was only Pope for a month and 2 days.
Huh.
He was dead with a heart attack. Now, you know, he's an old guy in Italy, you know, where the food is good and the wine is good. So, most people didn't think anything of it. But
that food is too good, though.
The night of his death, he had learned that a bunch of neo-fascists had attacked the communist newspaper outside, in an outside office in Rome. One boy was killed, and he was stressed that, quote, even the young are killing each other. He later retired to his room, and then he had the heart attack, to read a church-related book. A lot of conspiracies came out in 2018 about it, because a journalist and one of the person there for the Pope's canonization published a new book where she revealed that the Pope had complained of chest pains hours before his death. But this is where you're gonna go. Uh-huh. His staff, him both himself and his staff ordered that doctors do not be called.
Huh.
Yeah. Now that's what?
Has that ever happened before? Does the Vatican, like, just not like medicine, or
usually keeping the one of the more important people alive,
mm-hmm,
is priority. A top priority, and they would err on the side of caution. Why not this time? You know, they were actually fairly progressive when it came to medicine,
mm-hmm,
because you want to keep old people alive for as long as they can,
right?
Especially when they're symbols of faith,
right?
But what the heck? Doctors not be called? No, the Pope is in great pain. Just leave it alone. What? What's going on here? Huh?
So in the Pope himself ordered that too?
He was. It's probably not a big deal, being humble, as most people would be.
My grandmother was kind of like that.
Yeah, but his caretakers shouldn't not be like that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are the resulting theories about, like, why, or if there are any? Or should we just try to come up with one now?
The theories are that it was actually
malice?
The correct term is noir reconstructions, which are black, like, intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Evil intentions.
Black intentions.
Yeah. The Pope, obviously, the Cardinal Secretary of State was talking about how the conspiracies are just more based off of opinion rather than fact.
Mm. So someone within the clergy is what they're suggesting may have poisoned him or something?
Well, the thing is with that, Sister Margaretta, who found him, was knocking on the door. Your Holiness, you shouldn't pull these jokes on me, because she also had heart problems.
Oh.
She said in 2017 that the Pope had made a half-hour phone call on the eve of his death, talking about who he wants his successor to be.
When was this?
This was 78. But she only
I really thought you just said 2017.
No, this is the revelations in 2017. This came out in 2017.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Continue.
Which, what? I mean, the canonization of a new pope is a crazy thing. Is a thing that's major in the church system. If a pope wanted someone to follow them, but the rest of the clergy did not, mm-hmm. that would cause a conflict. The guy drops dead? Listen. This is just one of those ones where there's not enough information, and I'm going to be thinking about it until 5 a.m.
Like, I don't know too much about him, so I don't know if what he stood for politically. So, I know that some, like, popes feel, like, political pressure from the clergy and from, like, others in their circle. So I wouldn't be too surprised if he stood for something that the rest of the church, or at least the people around him, did not like.
Yeah.
And they decided that it was in their best interests to get him out of the equation because, you know, because they wouldn't want him representing the Catholic Church. It's kind of similar to how some people view the current Pope. You know, a lot of people think that he is too
liberal.
Liberal, but not only that, like, but too politically involved, where it's not his place. And so a lot of people have been saying, like, he's gotten a lot of hate for that. And me personally, as a Catholic, you know, I don't really. Like, as a Catholic, we're supposed to, like, listen to the Pope, but, like, I mean, it's the Pope, you know, he's in Europe, he's not in America, living like an American, he doesn't know precisely, like, how we're being brought up and what we're thinking and the different kinds of problems we have, so I usually just, most American Catholics just kind of follow their own road.
Yeah.
And, but that's not how it is in Europe. You know, if there's a certain ideology that they want to spread, then who better to spread it than one of the biggest religious figures, you know, in the world, the Pope. And if he isn't spreading the ideology that you want, I think it would make enough sense for someone to want him dead.
Yeah. And with that, I think we should wrap it up, because we've been going on for an hour. Probably going to be less than that in the final recording. So, yeah.
Well, I think this was very fun for some grab bag conspiracies. This will be a good series.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think? Let us know if there's any conspiracies that we didn't cover in this episode.
Or if we only covered one a little bit and you want us to talk about it more.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Let us know. We will definitely look into it as much as we can, because we want to give you guys as much answers as we can, and or at least some possible answers.
Absolutely.
And with that, I am Neil Nestor.
And I'm Joe Hull. And I never actually said my last name before. Cool.
I've
always been Joe the Sound Guy. Wow.
Joe the Sound Guy.
I'm attaching my real name to this.
Joe Hull.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Nice. Well, yeah. Don't be part of a conspiracy, y'all. Try your best not to be.
Steer clear of it.
Hopefully it's just a good one.
Yeah?
You know?
Like New Coke.
New Coke?
New Coke.
Or maybe you're still alive.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'd rather give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for joining us today.